Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
We interrupt this program to bring you the following message. What if everything you've been told about money was a lie? It's time for the truth. Welcome to Financial Coaching Radio, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. With your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls. He's giving it to you straight and pulling back the curtain on the financial advice industry. No hidden agenda and no one-size-fits-all baby steps. Only unbiased, objective help for your entire financial life. Tackling your money questions at 893-1450. And now, here's the host of Financial Coaching Radio, commission-free, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls.
What is up? Welcome to the one show where you can get the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio, and I'm your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls, one of the only commission-free financial advisors in Rutherford County. For All About Me, be sure to check out Jason Qualls, CFP.com, J-A-S-O-N-Q-U-A-L-L-S, CFP.com. For those of you with a money question, a comment, even a disagreement, you can weigh in by clicking email the show on the website, financialcoachingradio.com. Also, links to Facebook and Twitter are also there. We'll take your questions or comments those ways as well. We'll be talking about investor mistakes, the biggest mistake you still might be making, why investors who wait until April tax season, around tax time, to fund their retirement accounts like their Roth IRA or regular IRAs are making a bad money move, according to stats. We'll talk about that. But first up, let's talk about these Panama Papers. I'm not some news guru. You may have heard me say before on the show, I don't really listen or watch or read a lot of news, just current event news, unless it's just something that, you know, is relevant to my business or something huge, a huge story. It just annoys me. You know, my life carries enough stress as it is. I don't want to stress myself out more by reading the news every day. But these Panama Papers, I'm starting to kind of dig into this. Have you heard about this? This is supposed to be the biggest leak of financial data in history. In history. I don't know. Do you remember any other financial data leaks? Are they talking about like the Target stuff or the Neiman Marcus, all that stuff? I don't know. But this one's unique because it exposes some celebrities and politicians and billionaires with offshore tax havens. That's what that's in these Panama Papers. I don't know if you can get, your hands on them and read them? I haven't looked. This is just one story, I believe, from the Wall Street Journal, talking about the Panama Papers being the biggest leak in financial data, biggest financial data leak in history. They include 12 current and former world leaders. One of the world leaders mentioned was the King of Saudi Arabia. Many celebrities, the one that we're going to know, I think, resonate more with us is Jackie Chan. He was listed in these Panama Papers. And other wealthy millionaires and billionaires who are using offshore tax havens to hide their wealth. Now, did we really think that they weren't doing this? Obviously, this is going to be news to the media. They're going to put out there, oh, they're going to make a big deal out of everything. Now, they're trying to sell papers and website clicks and magazines and viewers to their TV show and news broadcast. But did we really think that rich people weren't doing all that they can to hide their wealth? You know, what would be a better story is anyone that's a U.S. citizen, and they're mentioned in these Panama Papers, and it's proven to be true that they're using offshore tax havens, that it was true, these millionaires that are U.S. citizens. I would like to know how many of them are Democrats. Not so much Democrats. How about liberals? those who believe in taxing the rich more to give to those who don't earn quite enough or maybe aren't as successful or whatever your political views are. But where I'm going with that is, wouldn't that be ultra hypocritical? Hypocrisy at its best. Hey, I believe the rich need to pay their fair share. We got to take it. We got to give to those in need. And we need free health care for all and free school for everybody. Not the Bernie Sanders mumbo jumbo. Everything needs to be free. We need to get it from the rich, the millionaires and billionaires. Wouldn't it be funny to know how many people in public stated that they believe that? But these Panama Papers proved. Just giving a hypothetical here. But these Panama Papers proved that they were the ultra hypocrite. They really were trying to hide their wealth in these offshore accounts. That's the real story. Because I bet over half of these people listed that are, if they're U.S. citizens, are probably big lefties. What do you bet? Anyway, again, Panama Papers, these things that are all over the news these days, exposing celebrities, politicians, billionaires with offshore tax havens. Here's an interesting part of the so-called tax haven. The talk of tax havens now is turning to America. That's ironic, because numerous reports say the world's favorite tax haven is the United States. But I don't know how all that works. I don't try to claim to be or imply that I'm some kind of tax fraud expert. But to my knowledge, don't we tax the crap out of our citizens in this country? Maybe it helps people who are not U.S. citizens. Who knew that America was considered a tax haven? The Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act was enacted in 2010 and implemented worldwide by President Obama's Treasury Department. Now this, how did they accomplish this? I vaguely remember, you know, you hear a lot of talk about all this foreign taxes and inversions. It just puts normal Americans to sleep. They're like, oh, God. You know, if you're not a millionaire or a billionaire or a corporate CEO trying to do one of these tax inversions to save millions of tax dollars, it's not something that interests the everyday folks. But I just wonder how the Obama administration kind of passed a law that impacted the whole world. Pretty interesting. It's called the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act, or FATCA. FATCA for short. America is requiring foreign banks and governments to hand over secret bank data about depositors. Non-U.S. banks and financial institutions around the world must reveal American account details or risk big penalties. Some penalties in the amount of 50%. Offshore banks that do not hand over Americans are withholding at 30% on most transactions. Non-compliant financial institutions are frozen out of U.S. markets, so there's little choice but to comply. So the U.S. is saying, look, don't follow our rule, we're locking you out. FATCA cuts off companies from access to critical U.S. financial markets if they fail to pass along American data. More than 100 nations have agreed to the law. 100 nations have agreed to the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act that was enacted in 2010. So they're basically saying, if you're rich and you have some wealth and you want to stash it somewhere else, well, the U.S. doesn't know about it. It may be legal in that country. It may be even really technically legal in the U.S. or used to be. But they're saying, whoa, our government says, well, you got to tell us about it. I'm not really down with that. Now, why don't we get to the root of the problem? Why are people who are U.S. citizens trying to have these offshore accounts anyway so they don't get taxed to death in the U.S.? How about we just fix the U.S. tax code where people, like, you know, they really are paying a true fair share, which is not anywhere near 40-50% of their total. It's nuts. Get it somewhere down. Fair share being 10, 15, 20% maybe for everyone, arguably. But not this progressive tax system we have today. Change that and maybe you won't have so many people trying to use these offshore tax havens. But they're saying, either you pay us or we're going to penalize you. The IRS has a list of foreign banks where accounts trigger a 50% penalty in the IRS's long-running offshore voluntary disclosure program. Now, I read that as, hey, come clean and just give up half your money. Or get, now I don't know the way to say that. The IRS has a list of foreign banks where accounts trigger a 50% penalty in the IRS's long-running offshore voluntary disclosure program. So it's like saying, okay, the banks tell on their customers. These offshore banks in the U.S. gets half of it. Man, it's steep, don't you think? The Panama Papers also come on the heels of the IRS getting power to revoke passports. Now the IRS can take your citizenship if you don't pay them. Think about that for a minute. And it may, you know, and it's never a good day with the IRS. But, you know, when I read that, like, okay, this is for people who owe $500,000, $1 million in back taxes. And that makes sense. Now, you get that far delinquent on your taxes, and, there's a problem. Maybe their citizenship should be revoked. But guess how worth the amount? The IRS certifies as having a seriously delinquent tax debt in the amount of $50,000. Why is Al Sharpton still a senator? Or not a senator, still a citizen? Doesn't he owe like $1 million or more in back taxes? All of whom you know, I guess. Your passport is canceled because you owe the IRS substantial amounts of money, in this case, in excess of $50,000. I don't think they're just going around canceling everyone's citizenship who owes more than $50,000. But if you piss off the wrong IRS folks or the wrong government folks and you have an outstanding tax debt of over $50,000 and you're probably housing some money offshore, they may kick you out. Yeah, it's like everything else in life. The U.S. government is a business. And it's not what you know, really what you do. It's who you know. Interesting stuff. I may have to get my hands on these Panama Papers. As I mentioned earlier, they've exposed celebrities like Jackie Chan, 12 former and current world leaders, one of them being the King of Saudi Arabia, multiple millionaires and billionaires, and they're using offshore tax havens. Basically saying, up yours, U.S. government. We're not paying you your penalty, and we don't have to comply with your Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act because we're not even living in the United States. I'm sure there's a lot more details than most of us care to know, but interesting stuff. Look into the Panama Papers and the news outlets at your leisure if that interests you. It's kind of starting to interest me. All right, we're going to take a short break. I want you to hang around because when we come back, we're going to talk about why investors who wait till April each year to fund their IRAs are worse off. And also, some big mistakes investors are still making. I don't want you to make those same mistakes. Jump in, be a part of the show. Click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. I'm Jason Qualls, certified financial planner, your host. Look, what's special about a certified financial planner? Nothing special about me, but it is the top credential in the land. If you're going to hire someone to be your financial professional, make sure they're actually credentialed to be a professional. Anyone can call themselves a financial advisor, but only CFPs have passed the top credential test in the industry. Work with an independent fee-only CFP to make sure they're headed down the right, got you headed down the right direction. Back with you in a moment.
What do you actually know about your current financial advisor? Do you know how he or she makes money off of you? Do you know if they are required to serve your best interests at all times? Are they a certified financial planner? Most people can't answer these simple questions about their financial advisor, and it could be costing them dearly. My name is Jason Qualls, and I am one of the only financial advisors in Rutherford County that can provide you with a truly unbiased, expert second opinion. Call me today at 878-2134 or go to jasonquallscfp.com and let's make sure your current financial advisor isn't leading you down the wrong path. Would you like your business to be more efficient? Well-organized financial records are the foundation of any successful business. Take an advantage over your competition today by calling Tuthero Helen Welch CPAs at 848-1072. They can provide you with expert bookkeeping, payroll services, tax planning, and much, much more. Go to thwcpa.com or call them at 848-1072 today.
Donegal offers car and homeowners insurance at rates that are very competitive. So competitive that Donegal's car insurance rates are among the lowest in the state. And if you insure your car and home with Donegal, Donegal will take up to an additional 10% off their already low rates. Donegal, a better value.
Let us quote your auto and home and maximize your discounts. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 615-898-0053.
Marshall Sparkman here, loan officer with Summit Funding, Middle Tennessee's trusted loan officer, 615-439-0885, online, sparkmanteam.com, here to offer you a second opinion, educate you throughout the loan process, hold your hand. Look, you're just not another number with me. I am truly here for your best interest to make sure that you are getting the best product and deal possible for your mortgage. You can call me at 615-439-0885.
This is Scott inviting you to come in and check out the largest selection of new and used equipment arriving daily. Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Well, good afternoon. Murfreesboro and Rutherford County picked up a crash there at Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, so be mindful of that. Be careful through that area. Looks good. 840 into town as well as Medical Center Parkway, Middle Tennessee Boulevard, and West Northville Boulevard. Not bad so far. Free at Last Bonding is now serving Murray, Wayne, Giles, and Lawrence counties. If there's trouble with the law, call on Free at Last Bonding, 615-242-3600. I'm Marilyn Ewing, WGNS, AirWatch Traffic.
For the latest news and weather on your cell phone, just text news or weather to 615-893-1450. Keep up with what's happening in Rutherford County by simply texting news or weather to 615-893-1450.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Back into the show. This is Financial Coaching Radio. 4 years of giving you the truth about personal finance, objective, independent advice is what you need. We don't have a hidden agenda on this show. We're not trying to sell you books. We're not trying to sell you seminar tickets, envelope systems. What we are trying to convince you of is there is a better way, a more objective way to receive your financial advice. And that comes from an independent fee-only CFP about stuff that really matters about your financial plan. That's what we're discussing on Financial Coaching Radio. Let's talk about, you know, no oversimplified advice. Now, you're unique. You know your situation is different than all your buddies and your family. Most likely is. And since your financial situation is unique, wouldn't it make sense for you to have a financial plan that's really tailored to you instead of tailored to millions? That's why. That's what we believe on Financial Coaching Radio. Interesting statistics, talking about investors who wait until April. You know, tax time. You know, everybody says, get your IRA contribution in before you file your taxes or before April 15th. And people who are waiting till April to fund their IRA are actually getting worse results according to the data, according to historical data. Now, this all depends on, you know, what time period that you're looking at. I'm sure it's not always true. But what this is making the case for is putting money in your IRA monthly or quarterly appears to be better than funding your IRA once per year. That's the gist I get from this article. So are you funding your IRA once per year? And could you potentially fund it on a more regular basis? Twice a year, quarterly, monthly. That's about as far as you'd want to take it. And the studies have shown in this recent article that the monthly contribution to your IRA is better than funding it and waiting until April, doing it once per year. A large number of investors follow the strategy of waiting until April to make the contribution to their retirement accounts, but it yields lower returns, said Robert Johnson, the president of the American College of Financial Services. Investors should fund their IRA each month. The people who fund their IRAs on an annual basis that I've worked with over the last 15 years, And in the article, it mentions that people are getting their tax refund and then they're funding their IRA that way. I don't have anyone – I've never met someone, I don't think, as far as I can remember, that was waiting on a tax refund to fund their IRA. Now, they may have done that and not told me, but no one has mentioned it to me. Hey, I need to wait till I get my interest-free loan to the government back before I fund my IRA. No one's ever told me that, but maybe they have. I think most people who fund their IRA right around tax time, you know, April 15th or a few weeks before, are small business owners. They're trying to say, how much can I contribute, and when do I need to put it in? They're a different animal than someone getting a W-2 working a 9-to-5. Or someone strictly contributing to certain types of IRAs, maybe for tax benefits, or those who are checking their income from the previous year to make sure they're even eligible to contribute, because you can't make regular IRA contributions if you make too much money and you have an employer plan like a 401k, a deductible. You can't make a deductible IRA contribution. You can't make Roth IRA contributions if you make more than $180,000, give or take, household income for last year. So that's the scenarios that I see of people who wait. I think a better approach, according to this article, is to go ahead and fund it monthly. And if you have to get the money out, you get the money out. As I hate to see someone lose performance just for that. Experts say waiting until April to invest in an IRA or to put money into your IRA is akin to timing the market. Knowing, you know, no one knows what the market's going to do tomorrow. Is it going to go up? Is it going to go down? And every April, I'm sure it's going to be good Aprils and bad Aprils each year. But the stats show that monthly dollar cost average contribution is better than the market timing approach of putting it in once per year. If two people contribute, here's an example for you. If two people contribute $5,500 to their IRA, and if you're wondering why $5,500, that's the maximum someone can contribute if they're under the age of 50. But if someone contributes $5,500 a year to their IRA for 40 years and earns 8% rate of return on their account, the person who funds their account in January each year versus someone who has or someone who funds their account in April of each year would have about $150,000 some odd more than that person. So, you know, over 40 years, $150,000 more by making your IRA contribution in January versus making it in April, it's still a lot of money. Now, it's not a lot of money spread out over 40 years, but 150 grand is 150 grand. And again, this is looking back through history, and maybe in history, Januarys were good months to buy. April were bad months to buy. Do we know that's going to be the case going forward? So I think this example is a little unrealistic, because you know someone's going to say, "Well, you know what, Mr. CFP, I've been making my contribution in April of every year, but given this article, I think I'll start making it in January." That's what the article leads you to believe. I don't know if that's going to be the right move. Here's what I would like to see you do. If you can somehow avoid making last-minute retirement plan contributions around April of the year before you file your taxes, try to do quarterly contributions. If you can do quarterly, maybe try to do monthly contributions. I think the more dollar-cost averaging you can do into your investment accounts, I think the better you're going to be. The better you're going to be. Experts are in agreement on that. The best thing to do is allocate your contributions every single month. Why people wait? Some individuals wait till April to make their contribution because they've also funded their 401k, as mentioned earlier. They're trying to figure out if they can also do a deductible IRA. Maybe they're waiting to see if they can contribute to a Roth IRA. Folks, you can always use the backdoor Roth IRA. Check into it if you make more than the amount to put regular contributions into the Roth. So that's not really an excuse. I think most people just wait because they're trying to find a strategy, a tax strategy at tax time. That's what I think. I think that's the tax strategy is why people are waiting. They're saying, look, I'm running a business. I'm making my money. The decision I'm making to put money in a SEP or a simple or a regular IRA or a Roth IRA is coming around tax time because it's a tax planning decision. And that's a variable being left out here, isn't it? No one talks about, well, that person, if they didn't get a tax incentive, wouldn't have contributed at all. What about the tax savings that they would have gotten by making that contribution? How does that weigh into the example I gave earlier? There's a lot of variables in anything. The cool thing here, it's really getting people to realize that, look, last minute, not always good. Putting in monthly is probably the best retirement way to save. And that's why I wanted to bring it up here for you today. Or as promised, we will get to in the next segment a big mistake that investors are still making. And that's just financial media. That's the title of the article. Still making. How about this? A big investing mistake that investors are always going to make. I'm going to change the title to the article on Financial Coaching Radio because that's what's the reality. Investors are always going to make this mistake forever. They are. It's just human nature. Not every investor, but a lot of investors are going to make this mistake. And I'll tell you what that mistake is right after this short break. Be sure to stick around. If you have a question or comment, click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. I'm Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner, your host. Back with you in just a couple minutes.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, Omnicut Vestmont in Sparta, and the Rutherford Home Show, Saturdays at noon on WGNS.
Aloha, this is Omnihut.
Visiting with Polly Walls at the Omnihut restaurant, what's on the menu?
Traditional luau dinners, steak, seafood, chicken, shrimp Panamanian, which is a large Gulf Coast wild-caught shrimp. Tahitian tidbits only at the Omni Hut from a pork brisket with our teriyaki sauce that we do.
Rediscover the Omni Hut.
Come see us at 618 South Lowry Street, just inside Smyrna, near Nissan. Aloha.
WGNS Good Neighbor Events looks ahead. On Friday morning, May 20th at 10:30, the Insight Counseling Center, formerly Pastoral Care, invites the public to celebrate a caring community. It places the emphasis on caring for the caregiver, homelessness in Murfreesboro, and mental health. That's 10:30 Friday morning, May 20th, at St. Mark's United Methodist Church. And the day after that, Saturday, May 21st, the Child Advocacy Center's Prize Patrol, big savings in the parking lot beside Belk in the Avenue of Murfreesboro, 10 until 2, Saturday, May 21st. Oh, yes, the Duck Ball, sponsored by the Charity Circle. It starts with the Patrons Party, Saturday night, April 16th, at the home of Dr. Britt and Jan Miaton. And the Ugly Duckling Ball is 6 o'clock Saturday night, April 30th, at the Stones River Country Club. You need to get with Joyce Taylor for your tickets. And the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony and Banquet will be Saturday night, May 14th, at the Embassy Suites. For more information, call us here at WGNS.
Play it again, sports!
Your fitness headquarters.
This is Scott inviting you to come in and check out the largest selection of new and used fitness equipment in Murfreesboro. New equipment arriving daily.
Trade in, trade up.
Play it again, sports!
On Thompson Lane.
Well, good afternoon, Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Picked up a crash there at Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, so be mindful of that. Be careful through that area. Looks good, 840 into town, as well as Medical Center Parkway, Middle Tennessee Boulevard, and West Northfield Boulevard. Not bad so far. Free at last bonding is now serving Murray, Wayne, Giles, and Lawrence counties. If there's trouble with the law, call on Free at Last Bonding, 615-242-3733. I'm Marilyn Ewing, WGNS, AirWatch Traffic.
Get great prices on square slices at Sir Pizza. It's $2 Tuesday. Dine in tonight at any one of the three local locations, and when you buy one pizza of any size, you get a second of equal or lesser value for just $2. It's $2 Tuesday at Sir Pizza on Memorial, East Main, and off South Church.
Weatherwise.
Feeling clear tonight, low near 48. Wednesday, increasing clouds, areas of showers and thunderstorms, high near 65. More showers and storms Wednesday night, low near 43. I'm Laura Lockwood on News Radio, WGNS. Right now, 1859.
When you see news happening, text 615-893-1450 or email news at WGNSradio.com. Text or email information and photos directly to our newsroom, 615-893-1450 or news at WGNSradio.com.
Do you have a financial plan? I'm not talking about a worthless binder full of pretty charts and graphs. Are you certain you're on track to reach all your financial goals? A comprehensive financial plan is about so much more than just your IRA and mutual funds. It involves risk management, tax planning, professional investment management, retirement, and estate planning. Make sure your entire financial life is in order by calling me, Jason Qualls, a commission-free certified financial planner at 878-2134 or go to my website, jasonquallscfp.com.
You have worked your entire life for what you have, and you deserve to determine how your assets are passed on to your loved ones. Make sure your estate plan is in order by calling John Baker, estate planning attorney, today at 896-5621. Estate planning is not about you, but those you leave behind. For more, go to BakerCounsel.com or call 896-5621.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back into the One Show, giving you the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio. I'm Jason Qualls, certified financial planner. One of the only advisors in Rutherford County who has taken a stand not to sell financial products, not to work on commissions, not to accept bonuses, kickbacks, or trips, none of that stuff, because look, I don't want that conflict of interest with you, the listener, or my clients. You deserve an advisor who's actually on your side. Believe it or not, most advisors, I don't care if they're fee-based, whatever they call themselves, are certainly not commission-based. They just can't operate in a true fiduciary capacity. It's just, you know, they're duly registered. They're trying to wear two hats. They're wearing a broker hat, or some of the time they're wearing an investment advisor hat some of the time. Now, they'll tell you,
now that guy with that radio, you know, he didn't know what he's talking about. You know, what about his background?
Look, they're not going to admit it, but they know it. Deep down, they know it. And the reason they have chosen their way of doing business is because they kind of got into it, and they got into it too deep, and it's hard for them to get out. You know, what is an advisor supposed to do after being in the business and surviving and gaining clients? Go to them and say, look, I've been commission-based for 10 years, or I've been fee-based for 10 years. I've been screwing you over all this time. Now I think I'll switch and do things the right way and become fee-only. Well, you can help them make that decision. All you got to do is learn how your advisor is compensated and why it should matter to you. Learn the credentials your advisor has or doesn't have and why it should matter to you. Learn who your advisor really works for, an investment firm or insurance firm or a bank or some other financial institution, and why it matters to you and your money. And then click on over and do some research on independent fee-only certified financial planners. You'll see some very stark differences, and you'll start realizing, you know what? My advisor really doesn't work for me. My advisor is not or cannot serve my best interest at all times. And that's what you're looking for. That's why you got to get a second opinion on your investments, your financial plan, from one of those types of conflict of interest-free advisors. For all about me, check out Jason Qualls, CFP.com, J-A-S-O-N-Q-U-A-L-L-S, CFP.com. It doesn't have to be me. You don't have to call me. I'd be honored to have you call me for a second opinion, an initial consultation. They're always free. But just make sure it's someone like me, if you want to make sure you're getting the best advice possible. And if your guy has everything straight, he hasn't misled you, put you in a product that doesn't serve you, charged you too much, then an independent fee-only CFP is going to tell you that, and look at the peace of mind you will have, and you can congratulate your financial salesperson for doing the right thing. All right. What if I told you there was a secret to being a successful investor? And this secret to becoming a successful investor, many people will not follow it. Even if they knew it, they will not do it. So I'm going to tell you what the secret is, and we'll see if you can do it. Well, there's more than just one secret. Let's just keep it down to two. Keep it pretty basic. All right, obviously, you have to invest. Maybe there's three secrets, I guess. You have to invest. You have to save some money, right? Can't have a big portfolio. Can't become a millionaire without putting away some money. And if you're spending everything you make, not going to be rich, right? So you got to save some money. You got to become an investor. You also have to invest in low-cost, diversified investments. Index funds, mutual. There's plenty out there. Keeping it very simple. So you got to invest. You got to invest in low-cost, diversified investments. But the other secret here to being a successful investor is the biggest piece. What if I said you cannot look at your account ever, ever? All you can do is just save and buy. And when you save and invest in whatever account you're investing in that's right for you, that you only invest and save in low-cost diversified investment options. And the third piece of the pie is you cannot look at it. Now, if you're retired, that doesn't mean that you can't take an income from your money. You can't. I didn't say that. I said, but you cannot look at the balance. Why is that a secret? Because this is what causes the biggest mistake investors will always make. Not still make. They're always going to make this mistake. They're going to buy and sell their investments or mutual funds at the wrong times, especially when the markets get volatile. Volatility has always been a part of financial markets. It's always going to be a part of financial markets. And there's going to be a lot of stupid investors out there that make these bad buying decisions and selling decisions. You know, this year, the S&P 500 was down, what, 5% total in January? I thought it was more than that, but let's just go with it. It was flat for the month of February, and it was up over 6% for the month of March. That's pretty good. No, down 5, flat, up 6. No, saying it out loud doesn't sound so bad, but going through it, people are like, oh my God, it's 2008, it's the Great Depression, again, I'm going to lose everything. Did it happen? No. That was just in, you know, the S&P 500 is just large company U.S. stocks for the most part. What about smaller company stocks looked at or represented by the Russell 2000 index, down more than 20% from its highs last year? 20%. It's back more than 10% since then. It's pretty big swings. Moves like this drive you crazy, don't they? But if you weren't looking at your investments, you weren't logging in to the app or you're on your laptop, I gotta check my balance. I gotta see what's going on. You know, the NBC told me that the Dow lost 300 points today. I have to go look. I have to look at my money. If I don't look, I'm gonna freak out. Is that you? Well, that's one of my. What if you didn't look? If you didn't know. And a better way to put it: if you didn't care what your money did on a day-to-day basis, a month-to-month basis, a week-to-week basis, a year-to-year basis. Because you knew if you just didn't look at it, didn't watch it, didn't care about it, when you know, all you had to do is save and invest in the right places, diversified investment, you'd be okay. If you knew that, which is what history has proven to us decade after decade after decade, it's never not held true. But the catch is you can't look at your money. Why that's important is because people who make these stupid decisions of buying mutual funds at the wrong time, selling their mutual funds in the wrong time, cost themselves a huge difference in their account balances, robbing themselves of future retirement income for nothing. For nothing. All they had to do was be a buy and hold investor. Mutual fund research firm Morningstar has the data to prove investors have self-defeating behavior. Then something they call an investor return. And they put the investor return against a mutual fund's total return. The total return assumes a buy and hold strategy, meaning that once they buy in, they don't sell. No, you don't. You can look at your account, I guess, in that instance, but you cannot sell. So a buy and hold strategy versus the actual investor return. Every time I've looked at a study, not just Morningstar's, there's other research out there of the same information, is that every time it's published, there is index returns or total return of mutual funds, they're always higher than the actual investor return, and it's the same conclusion every time, is that most investors make stupid decisions when the market is going way down, and that's the time, and that stupid decision is normally selling. What should you do when the market is low? What should you do? Buy more shares. What do you want to do? You want to sell your shares. That's human behavior. You should know that going in. But every data that I've ever seen, I think you could probably do your own research on the internet, you come up with the same data, is that becoming a buy and hold, unemotional investing creature has fared far better than trying to buy at this time and sell at that time and panic and freak out and or even not even being invested at all. So going back to my investing secrets, you got to save and invest. Easy, right? You can do that. You got to buy low-cost investment products. No rip-off, variable annuity, index annuity crap. No high-cost, actively managed mutual funds with loads, commissions. So low-cost investment, and you can't look at your money. Now, that's being a little dramatic. Obviously, you're going to want to make sure your money's there and no one has robbed you blind. But the point I'm trying to make is when you look at your account, you cannot view it through a short-term lens. It's either going to be up or it's going to be down. It's going to be up a lot or down a lot. It could be up a little, down a little. I don't care what it says. You can't make a bonehead move like selling at the wrong time, because then you start making the mistakes that the bad investors make. Don't you want to be a good investor? Well, being a good investor just takes some simple steps. Invest in low-cost investments, and leave your money the hell alone. Leave it alone until you need to spend it on retirement living. If a fund's investor return is less than the total return of the fund, fewer dollars participated in the fund's upswing, blah, blah, blah. That's just market stuff. So, the lower investor return than the total return is the norm, according to Morningstar. It shows investors in U.S. stock funds lost nearly 2 percentage points over the last decade. And you're thinking, what's 2 percentage points? You know, so if the market was up 10%, I'd only be up 8. Big deal. Well, they give an example of that. And this is not just about performance. This could be, you know, what if you're losing 2% for stupid investing decisions, 1% for stupid or high-cost investment products, and another 1% for a high-cost financial advisor, you're going to end up with half of what you should have had. I don't know about you, but don't you want 100% of what you deserve instead of 50% of what you really created? So in the example they give in this article, overpaying or not earning 1% a year as you should by being a bad investor, by selling at the wrong time and buying at the wrong time, actually cost you 23%. Say it another way, you would have 23% less. So 2% cost, you could really translate it, you'd have 40% less than what you should. These things matter. Compounding cost, compounding bad investment decisions, compounding low returns are going to take away, they're going to rob your future self. That may not be making any sense, but you can just do it yourself. Do some quick math. Okay, I have $100,000 in my investment account. What if I earn 8% over the next 20 years versus what if I earn only 7% over the next 20 years? Because what if I sell and buy at the wrong time like the normal investor out there? And then look at the difference over that 20 years between earning 8% and 7%. Then do 8% versus 6%. And then that's going to be your difference. It's going to be huge. Costs matter. Your behavior matters. The investment products you're in matters. How much you pay your financial guy matters. Unless you just like wasting money, then it doesn't matter. So don't be like the normal investor. Be like the smart investor. Invest in the right places, low-cost, diversified investments, and leave your money the hell alone until you actually need to spend it on what it was originally planned for. And in this case, we're talking about retirement. That's the investing secrets. You can look at it all you want. You can sell all you want. You can think all these knee-jerk reactions all you want. You're going to be wrong more than you're going to be right, and you're going to end up with less than the guy who just bought and hold, or the guy who just said, you know what, I don't even care. I'm not even going to look, because that's the more prudent way to do it. Hope that makes sense. All right. Financial Coaching Radio, as always, telling you like it is, telling you in a different way. Most of the other financial shows out there. That's what makes Financial Coaching Radio so different. There's no books to sell. There is no financial products to peddle. Just going to be talking about topics that help you make better money decisions. Financial Coaching Radio, back with you in just a moment.
Marshall Sparkman here with Summit Funding, Middle Tennessee's trusted loan advisor, here to help you and your family walk through the mortgage process, here to hold your hand and explain and educate and make sure that you are getting the absolute best deal possible. You see, I'm passionate about my job because I love the huge impact that I have on families' lives when I can save you tens of thousands of dollars in the next 5 years. Check me out online, sparkmanteam.com, 615-439-0885.
Did you know that the U.S. tax code has over 70,000 pages? This is precisely why you must have a tax expert on your team. The folks at TH&W CPAs have been providing their expertise to individuals and businesses in Middle Tennessee for over 50 years. And now they have an office right here in Murfreesboro. Call Kevin Sizemore today with TH&W CPAs at 848-1072. That's 848-1072 or online at thwcpa.com.
Between car payments, repairs, and the price at the pump, it can feel like your car is going to drive you out of house and home. Fortunately, Donegal Insurance Group can make keeping your car on the road more affordable. That's because for safe drivers, Donegal delivers rates that are among the lowest in the state. To find out how much you can save, call your neighborhood Donegal agent today.
To save on your auto insurance, call us at Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 615-898-0053.
Play it again, sports!
Your fitness headquarters.
We've got our hands on name brands like Schwinn, Horizon, Bowflex, and more. Create your own discount. Bring in your old sporting goods and walk out with new equipment.
Play it again, sports!
On Thompson Lane.
Well, a bit of a slowdown there for New Salem Highway. A couple of crashes, one involving injuries, 2053 New Salem Highway, and a non-injury crash at 2050 New Salem Highway. So it's going to be a little slow in that area. Picking up even more at Old Ford Parkway there at Bridge Avenue, Kaysen Lane, Thompson Lane, and Chapin Place. A little congested church at Middle Tennessee, as well as Memorial at Medical Center. Trouble with the law? Remember, for your last bonding, now serving Murray, Wayne, Giles, and Lawrence counties. Call them if you need them, 615-242-3733. I'm Marilyn Ewing, WGNS, Air Watts Traffic.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett here with my BPF, best pizza friend Heather, and her parents just don't get us.
They just don't understand how good it is. A special blend of cheese, the sauce, the crunchiness.
The dough, the ingredients, the square slices. Heather, that's why we'll always be BPFs. See you at Sir Pizza on East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is, again, Financial Coaching Radio. Financial Coaching Radio. It's a little different. If you're new to the show, let me fill you in on what this show is all about. Well, we're going to talk about financial planning topics. They're not baby steps. We're not going to oversimplify financial planning because it's not oversimple. It's not that simple in the real world. It also is very unique to your own situation. That's how it's done by professionals every day. Now, it may not be how radio show hosts and the author of books do it, but that's how real certified financial planners do it. So on this show, we're not going to try to sell you books. We're not going to try to sell you seminar tickets. We're not going to try to sell you financial products. We're just going to give you money tips that either helps you get off the couch and get stuff done or educate you to make better money decisions that guide you towards hiring the right team of experts like tax people, estate planning people, mortgage people, and certainly investment, and certified financial planners. That's what this show is all about. It's really here to inform you. It's why we do it. It's why I do it, at least, to be different. Now, if you want oversimplified financial help, there's plenty of that out there. If you want to be sold a financial product, there's shows out there for you. But if you want to hear topics that no one else is going to talk about, that really has a foundation in educating you, that's what Financial Coaching Radio is about. Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WGNS. Listen online anytime. If you go to financialcoachingradio.com, click archives, all the podcasts can be streamed on your tablet, your smartphone, your computer. It doesn't matter. You can stream all the past shows right there. Click archives at financialcoachingradio.com. There's also a smartphone app for WGNS Radio. Get that. This is not a nationwide station. We're only going to go so far. So if you work outside the area, you're always to and fro the Rutherford County area, but you want to listen to WGNS, get that app and plug it into your car's technology and you'll be able to stream the show anytime, anywhere that way, at least the network anytime, anywhere. If you want to find out more about me, get a second opinion on your finances and your investments and your financial plan, or just a second opinion on anything you're facing financially, I can help because I am a CFP. Jason Qualls, CFP.com, JasonQuallsCFP.com. I'm one of the only independent, fee-only certified financial planners. If you don't know what fee-only is, I encourage you to look it up. The only people who aren't behind the fee-only way of getting your advice are the people who sell financial products. And of course, they're not going to be behind it because they make commissions off of you. I'm going to get out of here for today, and I appreciate you joining in. Appreciate your listenership very much, more than you know. But I will be back with you tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel right here, 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WGNS. I'll see you then, but stay tuned. All sports talk is up right now. More local talk right here on WGNS.
You've been listening to Financial Coaching Radio with commission-free certified financial planner Jason Qualls. Tune in weekdays here on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. The information on this show is intended for educational purposes only. All information and opinions expressed by the host or its guests does not constitute financial, accounting, or legal advice. You should seek advice from a qualified professional before acting on any information on this show and consider whether it's suitable for your particular circumstances.